Welcome to all the bold, courageous, and powerful women tuning in to Find Your Fabulous. I'm your host, Dr. Diane, and it's time to ignite your full power. Are you ready to embrace your talents and worth and unleash the wise goddess within? I've got the information, inspiration, and revelation you need to ignite your personal power so you can stop playing small and reclaim the passion and purpose that we all hold within us. Connect with other powerful spiritual women who yearn to be fully expressed. The world needs you, full power. Let me guide you to find your fabulous and ignite your inner goddess. It all starts now on the Find Your Fabulous show. Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Diane Garrison, and you are listening to Find Your Fabulous on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience the pathway to finding your fabulous. Join us every first and third Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific time, where we will have information, inspiration, and revelation to help you ignite your personal power and reclaim the passion and purpose we all hold within us. Today, I have author Vivian Probst here to discuss her new book, Breaking the Bias of English, How English Disempowers Those of Us Who Aren't Men and How to Fix It in 6 Words. We will reveal how the built-in masculine bias in the English language impacts on a subliminal level women's self-confidence, and sense of personal power. Vivian Probst is a linguist, award-winning author, and indefatigable researcher. During the past 15 years, she has designed a way to neutralize English while giving those of us who aren't men words of our own. She calls it We English for We Equality. Vivian spent over 30 years as a national consultant teaching complex tax regulations for a government-regulated housing program known as IRC Section 42. Sexy. Before she took up the challenge to make English respectful of both men and women. Let's welcome Vivian Probst to the Find Your Fabulous show. Hello, Vivian.
Oh, hello, Dr. Diane. It is so awesome to be on your show. Thank you so much for bringing me and my work to life.
It is my pleasure. So I'm going to ask you the first question that I ask all my guests. What does becoming full power mean to you? And how did you discover yours? I happen to know it's a juicy story.
Yes, 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 yes. Well, you know, we all have to take the journey to discover who we really are. And my journey started in a very patriarchal society that I was raised in. And I remember when I was 6 years old, and I'm sitting in church and I'm learning about the story of Adam and Eve. And I felt bad for Eve. I felt bad for women. I felt like, I don't feel like this is all our fault. So I remember those seeds being planted, but I continued in my family's belief in patriarchy. Yeah. And it wasn't until I was a missionary in Africa that the divine got my attention for me to realize that, friends, God is, if you believe in God is everything. God, and to label God as a man really bothered me terribly. And I eventually left that way of life, went into the business world, and learned I was more than just a sad, helpless woman, because that's what I was raised to believe, to be obedient, you know, to men. Well, I learned over the course of my years since then that we are all incredible human beings. And so my journey became my work. So teaching tax regulations, which sounds incredibly boring and, as Diane says, so sexy. Well, I mean, I did it for 30 years.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. My message while I was teaching all of this was you make a difference every day of your life. And so I've taught thousands of people. And my real message was to encourage them. Now, most of these were women because this is rental housing that's designed to be affordable. And women typically are the single parent renters of these apartments. So I was teaching how to comply with these regulations. And, you know, somehow I was blessed with the ability to make it interesting and fun. I mean, we laughed. Now, it was serious stuff. You know, you don't want to ignore these regulations, but I knew that underneath it all, I had found a purpose. And that purpose was to encourage particularly women.
Right.
Because a lot of these women were in tough spots, raising children as a single parent and trying to keep down a job or find a job. And so, you know, in this most marvelous, miraculous way, I found my work and my calling through that extraordinary set of circumstances. I could not believe, as I look back, I could not believe that my power was being used in such an extraordinary way to help women find housing and to encourage those who were involved in this housing to be real and become who they were. And so I think I was able to inspire a lot of women and men too. I mean, there were men in these groups, and I just, that became my passion. And my passion was really working with women because we have been so disadvantaged. Dr. Diane, can I use your quote that I'm thinking of putting on the front of my book? The e-book is out, but the final book is not. And Dr. Diane sent me a quote, and now I feel like it has to go on the front or back cover, but I'd like to share this with the audience. Is that okay?
It's fine. Sure.
Yeah. So I'm going to read it. It says, even talented, educated, successful, professional women are still held by the bondage of 5,000 years of patriarchal programming. Dr. Diane, that is my heartbeat. My linguistic work all these years has been to reveal this masculinity of English, because we can fix it. And while a lot of us don't think about the words we use, I want in my book to show how tweaking 6 words can revolutionize English and give women some words of their own. We don't realize how
massive. Before we get too juicy into the book, because we have plenty of time.
Oh, yeah.
I want to talk more about you. So So you started out as a missionary, right?
Yes.
In this kind of conservative religious group.
Yes.
And you found, I just can't do this.
Yes.
And you left that organization and that mission and ended up back in the U.S. teaching tax regulations to a lot of single moms who were, you know, we can say not full of resources, right? Not, you know, people who had a lot of resources to count on, and you were going in there and treating them in a way, you know, that was empowering, and you saw them and you heard them and you try to encourage them. But what was the impact of that on you? How did that work help you to own your own self?
Well, it was pivotal. I had never been seen, you know, and I would like to share that I believe in Paul M&M, which is magic and miracles. And I love to eat M&Ms also, but the point is that when I got back to the United States and we had two small children, I'm living in Waukesha, Wisconsin, and miracle, magic. There is an ad in the newspaper for help for displaced homemakers. And I went to that course. Now, when I got home, I was not popular with my family, with anyone who had known me. My change was so profound that...
You were a rebel at that point, right?
I was. And even I had doubts about what I was doing, but I so believed that that I needed to do this. And I think part of being a full power woman is when you will look life in the face and you will say, I want to be who I really am. And then life opens the doors and you just get to walk through. And over the course of time, my life got more magical and more marvelous because it takes courage to be real. And it's especially true for women. Yes. We need to support each other. And I found that support at the Women's Center. This is a new group coming to Waukesha, Wisconsin. And I look in the newspaper and I say, well, I'm a displaced homemaker. At least I think I'm a displaced homer. And you know what they do is they pick up these women who are either abused or lost, going through divorces, and they feed you this wonderful message that you are more than your circumstances. And you can not only survive this, but you can become more than you ever thought possible. They don't let you complain about your past. They don't let you say, poor me, let me just tell you how hard my life has been. They said, no, it's your life, Vivian. You have the opportunity to live your own life. And they helped me get a job. And I had been a missionary and I had not really worked for a living. But they got me a job, and that job was remarkable because I did that work and my business grew for over 30 years. So, as I said, when you open yourself to admit and be who you really believe you are, it takes courage, bravery, and honesty. Wow, it's like the universe is listening and saying, okay.
Yeah, so you felt seen and heard and understood at the Women's Center.
And it
was a new experience for you. And it was so transformative. Then for the next 30 years, you tried to take that kind of positive message. I see you, I care, you can be more than you think you can be, to all these people you were working with the housing issues. And so that's,
absolutely.
Wow, that's, you know, and that visibility part, because we're going to talk about that a little later on in terms of, you know, the English language. But that's so important, right? I mean, it's the basic human need to be seen, to be heard, to be understood, and to be felt that you're loved. And
yeah. Women don't get enough of that. And our language is part of the problem, which I will share as we talk more.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's a thing.
Absolutely.
We are not seen.
We are not. And we are going to be moving shortly into a break. I've got Vivian Probst here, author and linguist and tax teacher and all these wonderful things and former missionary. And she has been telling us about her journey from being very stuck in a patriarchal model to now becoming her own self and trying to pass that message on to as many people as she can. And what a beautiful, beautiful thing. So we're headed off into a short break and we'll be back where we're going to dive deep into Vivian's book. All right. We'll see you back in a few minutes.
You have one life to live. You want to spend it doing something you enjoy and that has meaning. If you're listening to this, then you're among the many who feel that the work they're doing is no longer a fit. My comprehensive coaching will support you and help you figure it out. I've coached hundreds of people through career transition. So visit my website today to book a free call, www.reinventing-u.com, when what you do matches who you are.
Are you ready to take accountability for the impact that we have on the world? Of course you are. Tune in at a higher frequency with me, Trish Smith, multidimensional channeler, for an hour of nourishment on Pure Intuitive Talk to unlock your way to high frequency living and healing for peace. The human experience is full of choices pulling us constantly. Pure Intuitive Talk serves as a reminder that we have the power to choose love over and over again and are able to laugh at the same time. For more information about me, visit pureintuitiveguide.com.
Tune into the peace we crave, find your freedom in addiction recovery with me, your host, Tanya D., the first Monday of each month at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. As we take you on a spiritual life recovery coach journey and share unique holistic approaches, I will provide a sympathetic listening ear and solutions while helping those affected by addiction. I get it. Enough is enough. If you're ready for help in creating calm in your recovery life, visit thepeacewecrave.com today.
Would you like to improve the quality of your life, be happier and healthier? Hi, I'm Peggy Wilms, host of the All Things Wellness radio show and bestselling author and the creator of the All Things Wellness Wheel. This is a free self-assessment tool that teaches you how to balance 24 areas of your life, from sleep, relationships, coping skills, home organization, nutrition, exercise, and so much more. Get the download today. Would you like to improve the quality of your life, be happier and healthier? Hi, I'm Peggy Wilms, host of the All Things Wellness radio show and bestselling author and the creator of the All Things Wellness Wheel. This is a free self-assessment tool that teaches you how to balance 24 areas of your life, from sleep, relationships, coping skills, home organization, nutrition, exercise, and so much more. Get the download today at allthingswellness.com and prevent your wellness wheel from getting...
We're back on the Find Your Fabulous show with Dr. Diane. My guest today is Vivian Probst, and she was talking about author of this new fabulous book that we're going to dig into, but she was talking about her pathway to personal power and how she went from a woman feeling invisible in patriarchy to a woman whose mission became to help every woman she can reach become visible. So... I want to hear about how you got into this particular big book project. I read this book twice, so I know that it was a 15-year love project. So yes. Can you dig into the book and how it became this new baby for you? And then we'll get even deeper in.
Yes. Oh, I'm a novelist, and I've written a number of novels. And when I write it's like I'm receiving the story. So I never have an outline. And so I've been writing for 26 years. Mm-hmm. And if you want to know more about my books, it's Vivian at vivianprobst.com. Nevertheless, I was working on the fifth in my current series. And my intuition said in this book, you need to bring up your Uncle Van. Now, I never predetermine characters. They just show up. If you have ever seen the movie, The Man Who Invented Christmas, it's about Charles Dickens. Huh. And my experience with characters is just like his. They show up. My job is to write what they tell me. I'm not allowed to just go off on a tangent because then they stop talking to me. So in my novel life, that's what happens. But this time, it was my Uncle Van, who was an interesting character. He was quite remarkable, brilliant, genius type material. Mm-hmm. I didn't know him really well, but I learned that he had had the intention to rewrite the periodic table. Now, that might not sound like a good novel, but trust me, trust me, it was the way in to breaking the bias of English.
Wow.
So I looked at the periodic table. And if you look at the periodic table, the second symbol is HE for helium.
Right.
Now, I've told a lot of people, men and women, this story, and helium is called a noble gas. And so even men kind of go off and say, ha, 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 you know, we're gassy and blah, blah, blah. And so everybody has a good time with the definition of helium. I went on a different tangent because that's where my heart and my mind took me. And I was like, well, oh, that's a he word.
Uh-huh.
Where on the periodic table are there words for those of us who aren't men? Well, there aren't any. And that bothered me to the point where I studied dictionaries. Mm. I looked all over for words for those of us who aren't men. And so my book is about that journey because we don't have words. And I have people who will disagree with me, and that's A-okay with me because, you know, you think what you will, but study English and look for the words, any words that talk about women and the way we spell words. Oh, it is so masculine. It is, I counted over 20,000 words that I call he words because they focus on men. Now, we don't think about that when we're reading and writing and, but I was driven to make this visible that when we read and write English, it is so packed with he words that we can't be seen. And I was determined to change that. I didn't know how, but I knew that life would get me there because that, and so that's how the book started. Now, let me tell you, Dr. Diane, I am human. You know, there's a man word in that word. But I
researched all over the place.
Yeah, there are. Just look at, and my book is not big, but you will see the charts and you will understand the plight. There are so many books. I don't want to stop and say that many is a man word, M-A-N-Y, but I will just pause there. Yeah. But the thing is, that we are invisible as women. Yeah. And there are now so many books that have been written about this feeling of invisibility. Mm-hmm. And I've studied and researched for all these years looking for a solution. And none of these books take on the English language the way that my book does.
Okay.
And so just understanding that you can't read English and feel important as a woman. You're not seen.
Right. You know, Vivian, I am a devoted feminist and women's empowerment coach, and still this now obvious bias was not really conscious to me until I read the book. I mean, and then it was just like an explosion, like hidden in plain sight. And I try to come up with some words for those of us who are not men that didn't have the men in there. And it was really hard, you know? And before that, I just you didn't even think about it, including the most used word in the English language, the. I'm like, wow.
T-H-E.
It just blew my mind. I mean, and that's how subliminal it is. And that's how, I don't know, tricky, whatever. I can't say that whoever created the language did it on purpose or not, because I wasn't around, but it sure looks like it. Like, okay, it's all about the ends.
And that's that's an important point, Dr. Diane, because we're only going to take six words and change them. We're not taking on the whole English language. And we are certainly not interested in bashing men or trying to blame. One of my favorite words to break apart. Should I do it now or should I wait?
Oh, do it. It's fun.
Oh, okay. See, when I was teaching tax regulations, you know, there's all these rules to follow. And if you don't follow the rules, then somebody's going to suffer tax consequences. So, of course, if a rule is broken, there's a lot of blaming going on.
Right.
And so I taught my classes how I do word breaks. So take the word blame and split it apart however you can. And I came up with be lame.
Right.
And that blame, isn't that powerful? Lame. Yeah. Blame makes us lame.
And I love blame, that.
Our whole world is oriented toward who can I blame? Who can I blame? But when we empower ourselves, we know blame is irrelevant. I take responsibility. I am a woman of power. I take responsibility for my life and my decisions. And then, wow, what a difference that makes, because I want to be a full power woman. So I'm not going to blame other people. I'm going to say, okay, let's fix it. And that's what my whole book is about. Let's fix
it. We don't
English.
Need to know who created what, when, how, to be able to see, hey, this isn't working in the modern world anymore. And how do we heal this language to
yes.
be more inclusive, right?
How and that's what took me 15 years.
15 years, that's a lot.
Because I saw it instantly. And I researched, and then the question was, well, what do we do about it?
What do we do about it, right?
Yeah. And so that's the rest of the journey, which is the six words I came up with. And believe it or not, those six words can make a huge difference to us.
And we're going to get to those
words of our own.
Soon, but now we're heading off into a break again, and I'm Dr. Diane, and you're listening to Find Your Fabulous, and we're going to take another short break. And when we come back, Vivian will explain more deeply, and I'm going to go right in there with her, how the masculine bias in the English language really impacts you and me, and invisibility and lack of self-worth and self-pride are all part of this, and we're going to get into that. But first, Vivian, how can folks find out more about your wonderful book? Where can they get it?
Well, it's currently in ebook form, so you can go anywhere type.
I found it on Amazon. So
yeah. Breaking the bias of English. The soft cover, I hope, will be out by the end of the year. But we put the ebook out because we wanted the message out. And now we're expanding it, and then it'll come out in soft cover. But ebooks are available everywhere.
Beautiful.
So just type in Breaking the Bias of English, and in a snap, you'll have the book.
Beautiful. And you can find out more about me and all my empowerment coaching at my website, www.fullpowerwomen.com, or reach out directly at drdiane@fullpowerwomen.com. And so stay tuned. We're heading into a break, and we'll be back in just a few moments.
Hey everybody, it's me, psychic medium Jamie. I'm excited to be back with my show called Shades of Spirit on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will connect you with your crossover loved ones, angels, and guides, and help you develop your own psychic and healing abilities. For more information and to book your own private experience, go to ShadesOfSpirit.com. Also follow me on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It's what the world has been waiting for and needing for a really long time. Introducing you to Maximize Your Healing Power by Dr. Sharon Martin, available now. This book takes you on an empowering journey that teaches you how to have control over your own health, bridging the divide between Western medicine and shamanic practices of energy healing. Order today and get a free bundle of gifts from Dr. Sharon Martin and several of her partners. For more information, visit drsharonmartin.com.
Need relief from chronic conditions? Mountains of Hope retreats help you take charge of your health. Nutrition and cutting-edge modalities reset your body, mind, and spirit. Our medically supervised detoxes complement any conventional treatments. Nestled in the Andes Mountains, our caring staff will show you the utmost care from day one. Reserve your spot today at mountainsofhope.com.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Hello, dear listeners. We're back on Find Your Fabulous with Dr. Diane, and I have with me author Vivian Probst, and we were just discussing how she was on this 15-year love research project to create this wonderful book that's now out, Breaking the Bias in English. And now we're going to talk about why this is an important project. Why do we need to transform some words? So as a psychologist, Vivian, I can't help but understand the great impact on women's psyche, on her self-worth, when the language is constantly telling her, you are nothing without men. You are only a subset of men, a woman, woe plus man, you know? I'm wondering your thoughts on this.
Oh, well, that is the heartbeat of why I wrote this, because we have worked for over 100 years, ever since we earned the right to vote. And 100 years before that, we worked to become equal, and then we got the right to vote, and we still aren't equal. We still do not have equality. And that bothers all of us. And so the language became my focus. When I saw he, and then I studied the thousands and thousands of words, he words in English, I asked myself, could that be part of the reason we are not equal? Because our language is so masculine. And that's what I needed to work on. And so in my book, you'll see a couple of charts. One of the charts shows how many he words there are in English. And I think I already mentioned there are over 20,000. Now, here's the thing. I invite you to pick up a book, any book, and look at a page and look for keywords. Now, keywords are man, men, him, his, sir, God. It's all in the book. But the point is, you can't read a single page of any book without that. Now, some people, like Dr. Diane, some people are just, I mean, delighted and fascinated by this concept. And others can't bear it.
Hard to change.
Yeah. And so I've worked in both realms because I want to say it's not hard to change six words in English. So if you don't want to go in this direction, that's okay. But I believe so strongly that we are becoming more powerful. We are growing in our power. And if we will acknowledge the masculinity of some words, it will change things. Dr. Diane, you already talked about THE, which is the. Now, listen to that. The. THE. I'm a linguist. THE is the. And so the, in my opinion, it should be spelled THA. So if you take the most common word in English and spell it phonetically the way it should be spelled, you have just neutralized English. And here's what's important. When we read and write and speak and spell English, when we use these masculine words, we as women are being discredited. When we see
invisible at least.
Pardon?
Or invisible at least.
Yeah. Stripped of power.
Right.
We're a
subset of men.
Yes. We don't count. And we have lived with that for centuries.
Yes.
And so my heart says, let's fix that. I'm a linguist. And I became a linguist as I was in missionary work. So trust me when I say that your life journey, wherever you are, even right now, if you feel like you're not where you want to be, and as you become conscious of that, life is leading you to where you need to be. And it is, like I said, magic and miracles. So just think about this. Read something and look at all the words that support men, and then attach us as little appendages, which means we really don't count. It's hard to fathom, but there is a way through it.
Even in the written language, for most of that 5,000 years, it was men who were in charge of that, meaning women weren't encouraged to get education, let alone to read and write. And so it was the men who were the authors and the scribes and the monks who did the copying, the meticulous copying of documents, because, well, when did the printing press get invented? It hasn't been that long ago, a couple hundred years ago, right? So, You know, when you think about it, we didn't even have access to the language for the longest time, you know, yes, other than spoken. And, you know, that's true invisibility and lack of power.
Well, Dr. Diane happened to go to Crete just before my husband and I took our trip to Greece. And one of my desires was to see the Minoan culture, because that was a matriarchal society that survived, lived for many, many years. And I wanted to see, what did it look like? What were they capable of? Now, we know that they were overtaken through war, but it was so compelling to me because the creativity and the dynamic knowledge that that culture had, I believe ours pales in comparison. I could not believe how rich and beautiful that society was. And so the issue, I believe, is one of literacy.
Yeah.
And there's a great book by the late Dr. Leonard Schlain, and it's called The Alphabet Versus the Goddess. Now, this is dipping a little bit into how language became so masculine, and I don't like to spend a lot of time here, but I do like to mention I play with words all the time, and I do like to say that as our world became literate, Dr. Diane, you're very in tune, you know this, that men were in charge of things, and so it was easy for them to create language because we were more subservient and more disempowered, and not, we were just irrelevant.
Yeah.
But we're not irrelevant.
Break again. I want to go back to Crete and do a fun fact. So I learned, we had great tour guides, that the Minoans had a written language, right? This matriarchal culture. But all the bestest experts in language and archaeology, they haven't been able to crack this language yet.
Yeah, and don't look to me to do it.
Matriarchal society and this matriarchal language, it hasn't been cracked yet. I just think that's, you know, miraculous. And I don't know. I mean, why?
And sad. And here we are now with a masculine language. And we can fix this.
Yes, we can.
We choose. So is that coming next?
Yep. Yeah, we'll be talking about that very shortly. I just think it's fascinating that this matriarchal culture, right? Yeah. So maybe it hasn't been cracked because we're looking at it through this masculine language bias. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just a thought that just popped into my head.
Well, and it's time for English. Because, you know, English is now the world's most commonly spoken language.
Yeah.
Every culture is learning English.
Yeah.
And it now is the most.
And we're going to get right back into this. We have to head into another break.
You're
listening to Dr. Diane and Find Your Fabulous. And when we come back, I am going to ask Vivian about these six words and how we can begin to use them, these transformed words in our writing. But first, Vivian, tell folks again how they can get in touch with you.
Oh.
And how you can get your book.
Well, it's very hard to get a hold of me. I'm Vivian at vivianprobst.com. I was being facetious. No, I'm very easy to get a hold of. And the books are ebooks, and you can go to my website. I should mention that all of my English work is at Winglish for Wequality. And we'll talk more about how I came up with that slogan and that website.
All right. Okay. So, and you can find all about Dr. Diane and my fabulous empowerment coaching at www.fullpowerwomen.com. And we're heading in for another break, and we'll see you in just a few minutes.
Activate your DNA with the light codes of creation and implement the life of your dreams with the help of Pam Bright, a multidimensional healer, a light language channel, and a spiritual transformational coach. Pam offers a variety of sessions to heal your mind, body, and soul vibrations. She will connect you with your spirit team, activate your chakras, and more. Not sure what service is best for your journey? Find out by scheduling a free discovery call by visiting brightbutterflynetwork.com.
Do you ever get the feeling you aren't in the right place? So you decide to change jobs, only to realize that might have not been the right one either? That's where the Purposeful Practice comes in. I offer individual coaching sessions to help you discover and pursue the career or business venture that matches your values, passions, strengths, and motivations. Book a free discovery session by visiting www.thepurposefulpractice.com.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
Festa della Donna with Esther Graham honors all women far beyond a single day of celebration. Regardless of your race, gender, sexual orientation, or religion, Esther helps your rise to your full potential to live fully in God's plan and to do what you were divinely created to do. Festa della Donna offers programs that help you fulfill your dreams and desires. For more information and to get your free copy of the Festa della Donna Retreat Self-Care Guide, visit fdbwomen.com.
Hello, we are back on Find Your Fabulous with Dr. Diane, and now I hope you are excited as I am to hear the wise and wonderful Vivian discuss how she came up with her simple, elegant solution for this masculine bias in the English language, and how we can begin to implement these changes of these six simple words personally. So Vivian, you got the table here. You got the platform.
Wow. I just want to say that I give thanks to life and to however this came to me. And I want to encourage you in your creativity, because life wants to use us to share ideas, and I only lay claim to seeing this and accepting the mission of bringing this to life. And that's what empowered people do. All right. So let's talk about six words. We've already talked about the one that neutralizes English, because T-H-E is the most common word in English, and we've already talked about that. So as a linguist, realizing that we don't say the all the time, in fact, we only use it let me back up a little bit.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. We only use T-H-E and say the when the next word is starts with a vowel.
Right.
Now, this, if you don't like English grammar and stuff, that this might not appeal to you, but it's so important. Otherwise, we say the. And let's spell the, T-H-A. And that one spelling change dissolves our issue with T-H-E. Because T-H-A, the, is what we most commonly use because we say the if the next word starts with a consonant.
Right.
All right. This is linguistics. So hang in there because we have a lot more consonants than we have vowels.
Right.
So I use an example called the chicken and the egg. Get it? Hear it? The chicken, the egg. Now, what's the difference? The chicken. Chicken starts with a consonant, okay? And we have far more consonants than we have vowels. Right. The egg, egg is in, you know. So think about that. And we invite everyone to start using T-H-A in front of consonant words. Now,
so, Jan, this is just like A and N, right? So A chicken, N egg. So it's the same thing we're already been doing and been doing since we were little kids in grade school. Like the
yeah.
A in front of a consonant and an N in front of a vowel. Yeah, right.
Well, and see, yes. Yes. So we can do this.
Mm-hmm.
We're already doing it with A and N. So if you want one word that just settles English down into a language that's neutral, T-H-A is how you're going to spell the. Unless you want to use T-H-E and T-H-A like we do with A and N. Now, here's the thing, folks. A lot of you will still have to use T-H-E all the time because that's how our world spells it. However, when you're speaking, when you're doing your own writing, you can spell it however you want to. Spell the. So to bring women into more power, let's change our spelling of this one word. And if that's all you want to do, that's fine. But there are five more words and I better hurry along because I won't get them all in. But otherwise you can just get my book. It's $1.99, you know?
Yeah.
So go nuts, you know? Go get the book.
Yeah, let's get in the juicy words.
Yes.
Her and she,
yes.
And women and women.
Pronouns. Oh, her and she. Now, if you look at the most common 100 words in English, you will find her and she, and you'll go, wow, that's two words for women. And it's like, no, it's not. No, because they both have he.
Right.
All right. So in my work with English, I say those are he words. Any words that spell have H-E in them are he words. So change the spelling. You can do it. Don't spell her, H-E-R. Spell it H-I-R. All right? Don't spell she, S-H-E. Spell it S-H-I. Do what you want, but think about what it means to women to have our own words. And I'm a linguist, and I am only one person. And it's the English language over which I have no control. So do what you choose. But if you're a woman, and let's stop on that word, because how do we spell woman? W-O-M-A-N. What? You know, so in my work with linguistics, I spell it the way it's pronounced phonetically. And you can see it in my book. And it is W-O-M-U-N, woman, how we say it.
Ah, phonetic again.
Yes. And we are out of time. And I, just get the book. And it's a quick read. It's easy. And Dr. Diane, Winglish for we quality. We English.
That's an extra
bell. That's it.
Winglish for we quality. But yeah. So having those four words, you know, she, her, woman, and women. We didn't do women. W-O-M-I-N, am I correct?
Am I right? W-I-M-I-N, just like
W-I-M-I-N.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Women. Yeah.
And it's,
go for it. Let's change English to meet our needs and make us more powerful.
It is so incredibly powerful, Vivian. And I can tell our listeners, I picked up this book, I couldn't put it down. And then I read it again to be ready for this show. And it's a little over 100 pages. And it's juicy fun. I mean, she's a very good writer. This isn't any boring academic book. It is really fun. And it'll open your eyes and it'll help you see our language in a very, very different way. And Vivian, tell us one more time how people get a hold of you.
Oh, Vivian at VivianProbst, PROBST.com.
Beautiful.
Love to hear from you. Whatever your thoughts are, it means a lot to me.
And if you would like to contact me, you can contact Dr. Diane Garrison at my website, www.fullpowerwomen.com. And I want to let our listeners know that you can sign up for a very special free program for the month of December. It's called, and this is the third annual celebration of this, the Gifts of Self-Love Project, easy self-care skills you can use to create some peace and calm during the holiday season. And you can sign up right on my website, that www.fullpowerwomen.com. And don't forget to pick up your copy of Breaking the Bias in the English Language. You can get it on Amazon. I'm going to leave a link up on my page. Powerful little book will change your life. And I just want to thank my guest today, Vivian, for sharing such great information. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to the Find Your Fabulous show. I've had a wonderful time. Please join me every first and third Monday of the month at 8 a.m. Pacific time. That's 10 a.m. Central and 11 a.m. Eastern time. Our next show is going to be on December 4th, and I will be talking about holiday survival skills and teaching simple, quick self-care practices to make the holidays and your nerves go more smoothly. So have a beautiful day, and I will see you here on the 4th. Take care.
Thank you.
I'm your host, Dr. Diane, and you have been listening to Find Your Fabulous. It's time to ignite your full power. Tune in every first and third Monday of the month at 8 a.m. Pacific time on Transformation Talk Radio for information, inspiration, and revelation to ignite your personal power. Connect with other bold, courageous, and powerful women who are ready to stop playing small and reclaim the passion and purpose that we all hold within us. The world needs you, full power. To find your fabulous and ignite your inner goddess, visit fullpowerwomen.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.